You're listening to NewsRamp Finance. Today is Monday evening, March 9th, 2026. Real Stories, AI Voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Realoys announces closing of upsized $50 million public offering. Realoys Inc. has closed an upsized $50 million public offering, selling 2,702,702 shares of common stock at $18.50 per share. The underwriters have a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 396,963 shares. The gross proceeds will fund working capital and general corporate purposes. The company's North American mine-to-magnet supply chain includes rare earth assets in Saskatchewan and downstream manufacturing in Ohio. Gold and silver prices retreat as the week closes. Gold and silver prices retreated sharply on Thursday, heading towards a weekly low. Despite factors like a strong USD and rising treasury yields, the drop remains unexplained. Structural deficits in silver supply, increased industrial demand, and the safe haven appeal of precious metals still support a bullish outlook. This correction is unlikely to impact forecasts for industry players like New Pacific Metals Corp.
Financial services are at a tipping point as AI goes mainstream. Financial services are at a tipping point with the integration of artificial intelligence becoming mainstream. This shift is reshaping how banks and financial institutions operate and compete, emphasizing the importance of modernization. Companies like Core AI Holdings Inc. are leading the way in industries such as gaming, showcasing the potential of AI technology.
Investor news breaks: Nikola Mining Inc. provides update on proposed NASDAQ listing via ADR structure. Nikola Mining Inc. provided an update on its plan to pursue a NASDAQ listing through an American depository receipt structure. This strategy aims to access U.S. capital markets while maintaining its share capital structure on its home exchange. The company's proposed listing is under NASDAQ review following Rule 1M-5101-3, which evaluates qualitative risks before approval. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast.